Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, it's hot.
No
so
kidding.
Hot, I even have a corny joke for everybody to start off with this morning. Okay, no, it's not a good joke. Like I said, it's a corny joke, okay? Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
Because it didn't have an arrow.
Oh, my gosh. I thought we were finished with the old jokes, but okay.
I just thought in light of the temperature that we're having to endure, you know, I'd throw something else in there because
wow.
I know we're getting ready to talk about some things. You know, last week we were talking about deciding whether or not it was a time to retire or not. And Gary, you know, I think you wanted to expand a little bit on that today. We're talking about some of the different interests in retirement when you're planning to make that move, or if you've already made that move, things that you have to constantly reevaluate. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think the first thing, and this might sound just as corny as your joke, but the first thing you need to do is visualize your retirement. What do you think your retirement's going to be like? You know, are you going to retire from one job and pursue another career? Are you going to travel? Are you going to do community service? Are you just going to veg out? You know, so first of all, think about what you want to do, and then think about, and I know I mention this all the time, think about what it's going to cost you. Because no matter what you do in retirement, your expenses don't go away.
Well, Gary, what kind of things are we finding that retirees are asking and wanting to make sure will be taken care of if they're in or near retirement?
Well, they all ask, well, how can I keep enough income coming in so that I can be comfortable? You know, you have to have predictable income. We always want to find a way to have our money grow some if we can. And we want to be able to access that money maybe in different ways. So the first thing retirees want is sustainable, predictable income. And for many people, that first source of income is what? You know what I'm talking about.
Social Security.
Social Security.
Even though Social Security was never meant to be made for income, it was just meant as a supplement.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say the original name today. I'll look that up. It's about long as a grammar sentence. But you're right. Social Security was never meant to sustain you in retirement. You know, you were supposed to, well, I'm not going to belabor that point. But what people want is sustainable income. Social Security is a very reliable source of income because it's backed by the U.S. government. It has an automatic cost of living increase every year connected to the Consumer Price Index. So when inflation is up like it is right now, like it was last year, if we have 6% inflation, we're going to get a certain percentage of that as an increase in our Social Security benefits. And that was last year. This year, inflation right now appears to be higher. We won't know what the annual inflation rate for the year is till much later in the year, and that's when we'll know what our Social Security increase will be for next year. So Social Security is a reliable source of income. It's a source of income that we all count on. When a couple is married, both of you receive a Social Security check. But most people kind of don't think about the fact that if one of you passes away, you don't keep two Social Security checks. You keep the higher of the two, and in some cases, you're only going to get the higher half of the one that has a higher benefit. So it creates an income gap, and that's something that we all have to look at. Because when you have an income gap, that means the amount of money that you have to spend to sustain yourself is going to be less.
And like Vicki said, Social Security was intended to be a supplement. So how are you going to supplement? We encourage you to pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services and take advantage of an offer of a complimentary strategy session. Sit down with Gary and the staff and see if you've got the retirement you think you have. If you need a portfolio review, a second opinion, call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
That's 877-251-1984. So another thing about Social Security, you know, it's you know, people say that our Social Security benefits are going to be reduced or, you know, cut back at some point in the future. We don't know that, but it's important to know that if your Social Security is affected by the loss of one of your partners, your couple, as a couple, that's going to be income that you have to get, that you have to make up. And so that's why we come back to the number one thing in retirement is don't run out of money before you run out of life. It's probably the most important thing you can do, and that's what we help people look at. We have to find a way to stretch our money, because the other thing that we talk about on this show all the time is the longevity that we're currently experiencing. You know, in our parents' era, people were only living to about 65, maybe 70. Today, we're living well into our 80s, and medical science keeps finding new ways to treat different conditions. So most of us are going to wind up living a lot longer than we thought we would. So that's why it's so important to carefully prepare to make sure you have enough income that will last the rest of your life.
That's right, Gary. And, you know, I think researchers are coming to find that even some of the younger age group are looking at retirement savings right now, and they might actually outlive their savings. So how would you start a conversation with someone that's not age 55 and up?
Well, the first thing I would ask them is, how much do you think you're going to need to when you retire? Now, the answer is probably going to be, well, I don't know. Well, that's what we're here to help you figure out. You know, sometimes you have to make some estimates, and those estimates are good for a certain period of time. So, you know, you can't make one plan and expect it to last for 40 years without changes. That's why I've said on this show many times, you know, be like a Tiger Wood. Go get yourself a coach that you can meet with regularly. Ask questions, have them evaluate what you're doing so that you can get a second opinion about, are you on track? You know, are you saving enough? Are you saving enough in the right place? You know, most of us save in a tax-deferred account, which is great. You know, when you save in a tax-deferred account, it reduces your income that year, could reduce your tax burden, but you are deferring taxes on all that money until you actually retire. And by the way, if you're in your 30s and you're putting money in a tax-deferred account, you're tying it up for 29 years without being able to withdraw it without a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So is it smart to put all your money in something like a 401k? That's tax-deferred generally. No, you should think about putting some of your money in different buckets: tax-deferred, tax-exempt, tax-free.
There's a lot of choices, which is why we encourage you to take advantage of our offer to this radio program listeners. You can sit down and have a complimentary strategy session with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope simply by picking up the phone. Even if you're listening on the weekend, leave a message. Call 251-625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
If you need a toll-free number, that is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Hey, we were talking about young people, but let's talk about something I just saw. Don't know if this is, it's in the legislative process. We read the other day that Congress is considering moving the age for required minimum distributions to 75. Now, if you're 75, don't get excited right now. You're still required to take required minimum distributions at 72. And what I've read is they'll probably phase this in over a few years. So they may raise the retirement, the minimum age for required minimum distribution next year to 73. We don't know how that's going to affect it, but they're looking at ways to allow you to let your money grow a little bit longer before you're required to take it out. And you're required to take it out because the IRS will allow you to put money in a tax-deferred account for a certain number of years, but at some point, they want their share. And, you know, here's something we point out at our seminars. Let's say you have $100,000 in a tax-deferred account. Do you have $100,000 in that account? Well, yeah, you do. But if it's tax deferred, guess what? The IRS owes whatever tax rate they want to charge you at the time you're pulling it out. So if your marginal tax rate is 20%, that's what you're going to owe. That's what you could owe. Talk to a qualified tax professional to get your exact tax liability. But if taxes go up and you have your money in a tax deferred account, you're going to keep less of the money that you've been saving. So it's good to use tax-deferred accounts, but it's also good to use other accounts where you can put money away and have it treated differently when you start taking it out.
And Gary, that's something that we continually read upon. I mean, that's still got to go through a lot of votes up there in Senate. And we've talked about this several months prior, that as it goes, as the Senate goes, they're finding ways to help retirees keep their money a little bit longer. And I think they were going to even move it up somewhere to around 80, if I remember correctly. But they do that gradually over a period of years. But I think right now what a lot of the retirees and pre-retirees are having to deal with now is inflation. And you're talking about Social Security and the increase that you get in it, but that's getting ate up by inflation right now. I mean, even in the savings. We are in one of the most crucial times, even recession period times, I think, folks and listeners, that we're going to probably see something happen within the next 12 to 18 months. Now, I'm not preaching henny penny, the sky is falling doom and gloom, but folks, if you're watching the economy and you're seeing some of the things that are slowing down and you're seeing the cost at the grocery store and you're paying more than you used to, and I know we're paying more in gas, I mean, these are all signs and signals and flags of you to reevaluate where you are, what you have in plan, and what you're going to do about it to change it. Because going to the gas pump, we talked to a gentleman last night, and he says, you know, I spend about $100 filling up every week and a half. I have readjusted my outings to take care of all of my errands in one day because I'm trying to cut back and conserve. And that's real. That's probably what most of us are doing. Or maybe we're ordering online a little bit more so that we're not making those trips out to Walmart or Target or whatever, because we're readjusting our lifestyles. And in retirement, that's not something we really wanted to do, but we're having to do it because of the time that we're living in, because inflation is eating us up and you got to do something about it.
Yes, so you might need to readjust your retirement strategy. And that's why we offer the listeners of this program, Retirement Your Way, to call Relax and Retire Financial Services for a complimentary strategy session. Just get a second opinion and see if your retirement is on track for where you think it is. Call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
I'm feeling the pinch in that when I go to the grocery store and putting things in my buggy, I know that I am paying more than I did even 6 months ago for it.
Yep.
You know, I'm walking out of the grocery store and just, you know, things to make like a spaghetti dinner, and I'm walking out and it's almost $50 for a spaghetti dinner, right? Because the highest part of that for me is the meat cost, right? And we have a large family. So if you have a large family and you're going to the store and your grocery bill has increased, well, that causes an inconvenience to my budget. So now I'm looking at my budget. I'm looking at how much I'm living off of, if I'm living off just my Social Security and maybe some additional pensions that I might be receiving from a previous 401 or from another employer or some other supplemental to help me close up that gap, I'm readjusting. So I have to reevaluate my spending and my planning because it's costing me more. And especially if you have kids or if you have grandkids and you're providing support or helping to provide support for them, that's also probably you're seeing a pinch in doing that.
Oh, yes.
You know, and another thing that nobody's really pays that much attention to in their planning are their taxes. You know, those are a huge factor in planning for the upcoming year when you go to pay your taxes. If you're already trying to make it month to month and payday to payday, and you're not withholding enough out of funds that you're receiving, or maybe you had to go out and get another job and it's affected your Social Security or your Medicare even. I know sometimes that can affect it if you're making too much. I mean, you're going to have higher taxes possibly to pay that following year. And if you're already struggling, how somebody who's making a median salary of about $50,000 to $60,000 in an inflationary period supposed to cover a high tax bill? How are they going to do that? How are they going to manage doing that? They're going to have to look at somewhere else to pull their resources and their funds. Okay, well, let's say they've already done that. Let's say they have gone to their 401k. They have gone to their savings accounts that they have, and they've started pulling money out of that. We talked about how some people can treat their retirement and their investment savings like an ATM. Well, that's a serious problem when you don't have any money, because ATMs don't give you money if there ain't no money in the account. I mean, they just don't do it. I mean, I wish I had that magic money ATM machine because we'd all be going to it. But folks, we are in a different time. We are living in what I think a pre-recessionary period. And I know you've been listening to Powell. I know you've been listening to Yellen. I know the feds have no idea what they're doing up there. Bottom line, they don't. They're looking for something to do to help edge the inflationary period. And they're trying to work on it as quickly as possible. But until they do that, we are still going to feel the pinch. So if you have something already and you're not sure if it's still where you need to be, check out those costs and those investments. Even if you, even if you know you've had it a really long time, sit down and check those out and get with somebody and talk with them about what exactly it is that you have.
We suggest you call Gary Garner and Vicki Miller. You're listening to Now with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session about your retirement. No obligation, no pressure. Simply call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, you know, when you talk about inflation, the way that the Fed tries to curb inflation is by raising interest rates. And when interest rates go up, that means if you've got an adjustable rate mortgage, that's going to cost you more. If you have credit cards with high balances, the interest rate on those are going to go up. And the way the Fed tries to curb our spending is by raising interest rates. When the Fed raises interest rates, that affects what our markets do. So if you're looking at your statements right now and you see that they might not be as robust as they used to be, come give us a chance to talk with you about those. Let us show you how we might be able to show you an alternative to market investments, which may not have the volatility that you might be experiencing today.
There are a lot of choices when it comes to your retirement. That's why we encourage you to call Gary and Vicki with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. Sit down with them, look at your retirement, see what your options are. Simply pick up the phone, even if you're listening on the weekend. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And Gary, you know, we talk about every week, we talk about income planning, we talk about budgeting, we talk about, you know, different strategies in retirement. But let's kind of talk about right now Medicare. Can you help go over some of the enrollment times and ages and give us a little bit of detail about that?
Yeah, well, enrollment is every day for people turning 65. In fact, when you are 64 and 9 months, you can sign up for Medicare 3 months before your 65th birthday. You can sign up for it the day of your 65th birthday. You can sign up for it 3 months after your birthday. It's since it is going to be the way that most of us are going to get our health care once we reach that age, you know, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and sign up for it early. Medicare is a great program. You know, you qualify for it by having worked all your life and making payroll deductions, and that means that you will be eligible for Part A generally at no cost. If you haven't worked for a longer period of time, then you might have a certain cost for Part A, but generally for most of us, Part A is going to be provided from the taxes we paid while we were working. And Part A covers your hospital expenses, your hospital inpatient services, and those kind of things. You also have a Part B plan, which covers your doctor's visits, your outpatient expenses, your outpatient surgeries. Then you have a prescription drug plan. So each of these are different components which help you pay for your healthcare expenses. And that's something that many people underestimate. You know, it was estimated that a couple 65 years old will spend somewhere between $250,000 and $300,000 on healthcare expenses over their lifetime from 65 to whenever they pass away. So it's a big expense. That is the second largest expense for everyone, and when they're considering retirement. So your Part B has two components. You have a Medicare supplement, or you have a Medicare Advantage plan. Medicare Advantage plans have generally additional benefits that supplements don't have. Medicare Advantage plans have copays, and they have deductibles, versus a supplement which does not have a copay. So depending on your particular situation, you may be better off with a supplement or an Advantage plan. That's the thing that we can help you look at, because Medicare is, you know, Medicare Part A is essentially free from the taxes you paid, but Part B does generally have a cost. There are many Medicare Advantage plans that don't have a monthly premium cost, but they do have a higher copay than, say, a supplement, which has a set monthly cost and no copay. So you have to sit down and analyze what you need, and that's what we'll help you do.
It's complicated, so we do encourage you to contact Relax and Retire Financial Services for a consultation on your Medicare as well. As Gary was saying, simply call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. So let us, you know, come in and let us help you look at that. Even if you're already 65, there are certain conditions where you are allowed to change during the year. They're called special enrollment periods, but we have to just look to see what your situation is to see if you even qualify for one of those periods. But, you know, we're all going to have to pay for our health care, and Medicare is a great place to do it.
And Gary, if I were in a plan, and I've been in a plan for a very long time, would it make sense for me, even though I'm happy with where I'm at, to maybe look at another part of Medicare? Maybe if I didn't go to the doctor as much the year before, or if my condition was worsening, or if there was another cost of medicine that was going up. Is switching something that's commonly done?
Well, it's a good thing to compare your plans. Just like, you know, if you had homeowners insurance, people will tell you, don't just pay that forever and never get another quote. So, yeah, different plans have different benefits and different costs. So it is a good idea every year, not every year, but every couple of years, to sit down and talk with someone and say, hey, is there a different plan out here that offers me an additional benefit or might have a lower cost? There's some differences in the prescription drug coverages on different plans. So it's important to check. If you're a diabetic, there are some plans that offer you special pricing for some of the diabetic medications. So, I hate to say it just depends, but it depends on your personal situation. And that's when we sit down and take a look exactly where you are and what you need. And, do you want to see your own doctor? Are you willing to see any doctor that's included under a certain plan's list of physicians that you can go to?
These questions are important. I know at least one or two of my friends that have been in a situation where they may not have gotten the right advice or tried to do it by themselves and discovered that their copays were too high or their emergency room visits were too high or some medications that were covered aren't, or they couldn't see their doctor. There are so many variables.
Mm-hmm. And things change. And sometimes when things change, you are given a special election period to change. If you move from one location, like if you move from Fairhope to, say, Jacksonville, Florida, you have a special election period because you need to be enrolled in a plan in the local area, because that could affect which networks you're going to use, which doctors you're going to see. You're always covered for a certain period of time when you move, so don't think that just if you make a move you're going to lose your health coverage. You just need to sit down and talk to someone that can help you look at it and help you find the right plan.
Yeah, Gary, retiring really is a balancing act. You just think, all right, well, see you folks, where I'm out the door. But after you're out the door, well, you're into a whole new world. So there are lots of things to consider and lots of things to have in place before you decide to make that move of not being on someone else's time schedule, other than your spouse's, when you do retire, because that becomes your new boss.
And it's not unusual today for one spouse to be retired and the other spouse or couple or partner to not be retired. So in some cases, one person may be able to stay on another person's health insurance with a company, even though they're eligible for Medicare. They may take part of it, but you're not required to take all of it. It just depends on, what you're paying for healthcare in one place versus what you can pay in another place. So, it just comes down to having someone that you can talk to that is more familiar with being able to look at it. Like I've said before, I don't do my own electrical work. I've felt a little shock before. Mm-hmm. I don't do my own plumbing because I don't know how to sweat pipes as well as I think I do. I know how to paint. Maybe I'm not as neat as a professional painter. So it comes down to have someone that you're comfortable with that you can sit down and say, look, this is where I'm going. How can I find a way to get there in the easiest way? And what happens when I need to make some changes? If you deal with it every day, it doesn't stress you out. If you're dealing with it every day, we can probably answer those questions a lot better than you can just searching the internet.
It's overwhelming. There's so many choices, and there are so many options when it comes to your retirement.
And really and truly, all we're just saying is just make one decision. Let's just start with one decision, and then we can go on to the next one.
Sure.
And the way that you start with that is making a start. And so just pick up the phone, give us a call. We're not going to charge you anything for that, because we want to help you. And there's lots of people out there. Like, I went to the doctor the other day. They sent me back a test result. I opened it up, and I was trying to read it. Didn't make any sense to me. So now I'm calling the doctor's office, and I'm like, okay, well, this is great. Thank you, but what does it mean?
Yes.
I'm like, I didn't go to medical school for this, so what are we going to do to fix it?
Right.
So that's what we are here for, to help you navigate through all of that stuff that you might not understand. In the insurance world, things change daily. And if you're not in the know to know, you don't know. And that's where seeing someone who's in it can help, and that's where you benefit. So, but you may never get that option if you don't make that call.
That's right. Thank you, insurance professional Gary Garner, and director of operations Vicki Miller.
Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers again, 625-1226 or 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.